Okay, we're all ready. Let's see. This past week's daf was daf Samach Vov. Last daf in the 9th Perek, Meseches Nedorim. Let's see the Mishnah on top of the Omud, Samach Vov, Omud Aleph. Poyischin b'yom tovim u'v'shabosus. Use a Pesach to be matter and neder. B'yom tovim u'v'shabosus. What does that mean? Zok the Ran. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Poyischin b'yom tovim. Sho'emim lo ilu ha'yisa yedea sho'osu lihitzta'a b'shabes. Yisa no'idem. What it means... he made a nether, and the nether that he made is causing him tzar on Shabbos. He made a nether not to eat maybe certain tainugim that he usually eats on Shabbos. It's going to cause him tzar. Akapam, the lack of the tainig, the enik Shabbos, the simchas yom tiv. We tell him that if you would have known that it's also to do that, also let's die. Are you sinoider? He om alav. He says, "And I would not have made the nether if I would have known." Matirin loy. Yes, the Ran tells us that the basis of the heter is the fact that he didn't know that what he did was also right. Yes, yedev shal also let's die. Now, according to that, this Pesach really would work if a person only asked for Shabbos itself, or Yom Tov itself, according to that, right? The basis of the heter is that he didn't know that it was also to do what he did, right? It was also to prevent himself from the... if you look in the... let's see, in the Tosfos. Tosfos over here, the first Tosfos on the Omer by us, Preisen al b'yom tovim. B'mishe noda shloi lishtes yayin ad shloi shim yoyin. Person made a nether not to drink wine for 30 days. Omerim loi, ilu
ha'yisi yedin. I don't see, where's the
Tosfos? Suddenly we have to locate it on your daf. By me, it's on the left side over here.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Small print.
Yeah. Right. So Tosfos says, "B'mi shenodar, one who made a neder sheloy lishtois yayin, he's not going to drink wine ad shloishim yoyin for the duration of 30 days." Oimim loy, we tell him, "Ilu ha'yisa yede, if you would have realized sheyesh beinehem shabosus yomim tovim, mi ha'yisa noider." So in the Tosfos gives us a little different scenario over here, right? And as he made a nether for a certain amount of time, and you know he wasn't focusing on the fact that there Shabbos is possibly Yomim Tovim during this time, right? So the Pesach over here was that if you would have realized that days that you want to have Oinig. Face days that you're supposed to have oinig. If would have realized, would have you made an oinig? Says no. So according to Tosfos, it seems to be a little bit different, right? According to Tosfos, if the case was that he made a nether concerning Shabbos and Yom Tov directly, where you don't right, over there, you don't really have what to say. If you would have realized that Shabbos then would have included in the days, so you would not have the Pesach HaKabon. Then that Tosfos. Tosfos explains what the Pesach was over here. And that's what the Rosh also says. Right? So we're just noticing a difference in the Rishonim, how they explain what the basis of this Pesach is. Is the Pesach because he would say that he wasn't aware that it's also to do what he's doing, right? That he's preventing himself from the Oinig Shabbos V'Yom Tov, or he's causing him tzar, which is really that's the problem is. That's the basis of the heter. The other Rishonim say that the heter was, if he would have realized that there are Shabbosis in Yom Tovim here, meaning to say that this person, according to what he's saying, is well aware that it's also to cause himself tsar. He just wasn't thinking when he made the net for 30 days. You know, he's just focusing on the weekdays. Right? He didn't, wasn't paying attention to the fact that there are Shabbosis over there. Akoponim. So that's the Iker Halocha over here, placing Yom Tovim Shabbosis. Now like this. Now regardless, definitely the case in the Mishnah over here is that he asked a certain a number of days, right? And Shabbosis Yom Tovim was only part of the days that he asked. So the Mishnah tells us there's the Pesach over here. Now the Pesach is applicable just to one part of the days that he asked. He asked for a month, right? A month, yeah, four Shabbosim, let's say, right? Right? But the other, the other number of days, the other 26 days or so, is the Pesach doesn't talk to those days. So what's the halacha as far as those days are concerned? So, that initially, the psak on such a thing is like we would think that fine, because you have a Pesach which talks, whatever the Pesach talks to, that will come off the nether, but whatever the Pesach does not relate to, like the weekdays, right, is there's no Pesach for that, and therefore he'll remain with part of his nether, and part of his nether will be nitter, will become mutter. Ashur Kiva Belimid Shaned Shahutter Mechloloi or Mitzosoi, it's hot to cooler. We already learned this part in the Sugyan Lav Chavov with the specific protim about how this halacha works. But there's a cloistic halacha, which stayed over here, and then Nedesh Shahoto Mitzosoi is hot to cooler. In this scenario, it is that you have a Pesach which applies only to part of the Nedesh. But Lamaisa, the Nether was asked, he asked 30 days, right? And a number of 4 days, of the 30 became Hutter. So now it's not 30 days anymore. Nether for the Mitzasai is Hutter Kulai. The Ran says as follows. Zok the Ran, Shukol Nether Shutter Mechol Hutter Kulai, Yafin Lab Yoshami Midachsev Kechol Hayetz Mipiv Yasim. The Ran produces a source. You see that the Ram produces a source. What's the source of such a halacha? So, if you see the Shami learns in the pasuk kechol hayetz mepivyas. That's the pasuk says concerning the Dorim. The mash madafka b'shekulei kayim. That's how the Shami learns kechol hayetz mepiv. If everything which initially came out of his mouth in the nether, everything which was included in the nether is still. Is kayim, then he has to mekayim his nether. But if part of the nether became hutter, is the whole thing is mutter. If you look in the Rosh. The Rosh, so what we just saw in the Ran was, the Ran, brings Yerushalmi, that sounds like there's a Gzeiros HaKosev over here, that Neder asks is only if everything which he originally made is also, if it's not Kechol HaYetzim Mipiv, then the whole Neder falls out. If you look in the Rosh, over here, we see in the Rosh, Shahaneder Shehotu Mitzos Shehotu Kuloi. Alright, so Nachman, I think you have the same print as I do, mm-hmm. Pretty much. It's in the Rosh. The Rosh is found on the right
see.
Margin.
I oh, see. You it.
See that?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Rosh is as follows.
But where?
oh.
It's Masnissen or in the Gemara?
It's in Masnissen. It's in Masnissen of Poischem B'Shabbos Yom Tovim, and it's around four lines down. right? Shehaneder shehotu miktsos v'tuklas. Beginning of the line.
I see it.
Zokter Rosh. Afal pish leimotza Pesach al kula. Even though he didn't find the Pesach on the whole nether. So why is it? Why is it that the whole nether becomes hotter? So the Rosh says, "Deloy noda meyikoro ela al das sheniskayim kuloi." Because originally, when he made the nether, this his intention was that he was asking 30 days, let's say. Nimtzo hatoras miktsosoi pesach likuloi. So the Rosh explains to us why this is so. The Rosh does not bring a pasuk over here. At Rosh would be mashma that this is more like a svara, that the what was acid originally was one block or one idea, one thing. And if part of that becomes hotter, so then what he answered in the first place, the Klol Yisaneder is not as he intended, and that's why the whole neder becomes bottle. In the Ran, maybe you could be mistapic. Now the Ran, like we said, brings a Yisham, brings a Pasuk, right? But this one could think about that, right? That is the pasuk telling me this idea? Do I need a pasuk to tell me this idea, or this is not true, and the pasuk is really saying something else? Right? This is what one could think about. But what we do see is that the Ran produces a pasuk. That's what he needs to back upon to start with a pasuk. It would sound like that it's not a svara. Not a svara by itself, right? It could be maybe this is what the pasuk is mechadish, this concept. And le'idach kisa, the Rosh doesn't give a pasuk, so it would sound like from the Rosh that this is something which would be based on a svara. I mean, if there is a Yerushalmi, right, then it could be that the Rosh many times the Rishonim would tell you that if the Bavli doesn't bring this source, that means the Bavli doesn't hold that, and therefore that's why the Rosh would say that, the Bavli, it's a svara. Yishami held that maybe you need a pasuk for it, right? There's maybe Machlek is Bavli Yishami in this prat.
What would we say would be the halacha if a person made a netter for 30 days and didn't keep the netter the first, the first day or two, right? Is he mechuyav now afterwards to keep the netter, or once he broke it, so now he can't be mekayim the netter anymore? Well, he can't do kol 30 days. So is there an inyan of not having hana for the next 28 days? Or
I don't see why it should go off. It should then.
So because
this,
we're saying
reasoning here.
Because we're saying that the netter is to keep 30 days. So keeping 28 days isn't keeping 30 days. Right. That's what we're saying. Is that if you can't do a Shabbos, so then you can't keep the netter.
It's not. I didn't think it was a thing of keeping. It was whether the netter is binding. Right, that's when he made a nether which binds him for 30 days. Right, if something comes off, then and it's not a 30-day binder, that's what the nether goes off. But if the nether itself is really binding, and this person was over the nether part of the time, it doesn't really change, the binding of the nether.
Maybe he could do 2 more days after if he missed the first 2 days. No.
So depending on yeah. How he set up the 30 days, if it was just 30 days, then it's possible in the first place, and he can
right.
Just decide whichever 30 days he wants, right? So he was never right.
Yeah. Right.
But if he made the nether for the next 30 days, so it was limited to this time. So if he was over, but you can't really replace it, right? Because it's not wasn't included in this nether.
Would there be an afkamina between the Rosh and the Ran?
Let's hear.
I can't think of one.
Possibly, right? Again, depending on after the pasuk of the Ran, does it become that hagdora and just maybe need a pasuk for it? Then there would not be an afkamina. If the pasuk that the Shama the Ran brings is a different concept, it's a different hagdora, then you can start thinking of an afkamina. Okay, so we just saw. that the Gemara over here, the Mishnah tells us, brings this B'kiva Shita, and this is really, those who remember the sugya back on Afchavah, some while back, but that sugya really went into there over there, and that's what the Ran alludes to over here. In the next Divrei Masl, he reminds us that there was a sugya before. Okay, but we're not going to go into that right now, if that's okay. Zok the Mishnah Keitzad, Omar Koinim Sheini Nenel Lukulchem. He made a neder to Aser, a group of people, Kulchem, wherever that group was. Hoter Echen Mehem Hoter Kulon. At the Mishnah, the Gemara over there talks about if a person, you know, sees a group ahead, right? And it's not so clear to him who they are, right? And maybe he thinks he knows who they are, right? And he asks the group, and then he realizes that there are people in there that he really didn't want to ask, or relatives or parents. Zokt the Mishnah. Okay, so that is the case of Neder Shafotu Mektasa Yehutur Hutu Kulai. Someone wanted to know what's being Nitaisif, what is being added over here in the Mishnah. In this Mishnah here, over what we just said. I mean, usually when you have on the Kate side, you're explaining something, we need explanation. We pretty much explained the previous case by Shavos Asim Tovim. That could have been the Kate side, right? You asked 30 days, and he had a heter on part of those days, the Shavos Asim Tovim, and the halacha is Rash for Rukiva Hoter.
It seems like that this Ketzad is coming because it's a lead to the next.
Okay, that's possible. That's possible.
Because the next pieces show the difference.
Okay,
to say.
Okay.
I saw somewhere that this is Kufim Nifadim.
What?
Kufim Nifadim.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure where I saw that. I think
it's yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right. So that's what Taka. I heard such a thing like that. Mm-hmm.
What's that? Kufim Nifadim. It means that different.
Entities. That's what I meant.
Oh, entities.
Right. So there will be a swara to say. The whole idea of neder shotum tzasi is because you're grouping this together as one neder. So days, you could say that it becomes one block. But people, each person has his identity, and then maybe one might think that therefore you look at it as separate dorim, then it doesn't come one thing, right? So that's the spot that Yehuda is saying over. Right. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Vait, the Mishnah says like this. She'eni nena lo zeh vilo zeh hoto harishan hoto kulon hoto achran ha'achran motor v'kulon asurin. The next case of the Mishnah is in the case of the Mishnah, we'll have to see exactly the problem of the case, but we have a halacha that he asked two or maybe more than two people, as you see in the Hemshech HaDvarim over here. And the halacha over here is something that like a different halacha. It even needs explanation, which the Gemara before talks about. He asked Hanor from two people, number one and number two. 3, 4, 5, and the Mishnah says like this: that if there's a heter, if the neder on the first person comes mutter, then they all become mutter. However, if the neder on the last one, then they're all aser. Now, what's the pshat in that? I mean, if this is halacha, then hotum zos hotum kulay, so then they're all mutter. So this obviously does not go into the case of neder hotum zos hotum kulay. And the basis of the heter on the rest over here, the Gemara tells us before, is that because he was toilam the neder of the latter with the previous, meaning to say that he asked her the first one, right? This person with a clear neder, And to the other people, to 2, 3, 4, and 5, he said, you're like him, and you're like him, right? So 2 is like 1, 3 is like 2, right? So he depended each one on the previous one. So that's why the halacha is, if a hoter harishin, the all hoter, because what he did was that he didn't make a specific clear nether on each person. The way he made the nether one is that he gave the din of the previous one over to the other one. So calls by that there is kaim, then you know you have what to ask to the others. But once the isra of the first one becomes hoter, so they all, the isra of all of them and mela fall off. However, if it's hoter, the last one, since the previous ones are not dependent on him, so only he becomes mutter. And like you see in the parentheses over here, hoter m'soy hemedel mata mutter hemedel mela osur. Right? By the same token, so you know if the middle one, right, number 3, right, becomes hoter, so 4 and 5 are dependent on 3, they'll be mutter. But 1 and 2 are not dependent on 3, so they'll be osur. So this halacha over here really has nothing to do with the din of neder shotem mitzosar hoter kulei.
Is this, I just wanted, meaning if you say on the first guy, you got 3 guys, and you say I'm osur hana from this guy, and you have one particular reason in mind, Ulazeh, you have a different reason in mind. But just like I'm also in this guy, and the third guy, a different reason.
Okay.
Now, when you get a Pesach on the first guy, it's because, let's say, that Tom is not Shaykh anymore. But that Tom isn't the reason you asked the second guy.
Right.
But nevertheless, we would say that because you were Tola in it, even though you had a different Tom,
right.
That's the way you would understand
right,
it?
Right. Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. I thought that just saying the word Ulazeh is not called Tzalia.
Oh, correct. Okay, so that's really right. The Gemara seems to be saying that the specific case is not really spoken out in the Mishnah. Okay. Right. You see the Ran says she'eni nel ze lo ze. Uki lo hosom gegon shetolon ze beze. The Gemara, he's a friendly more than Chavov. The Gemara establishes that the case is speaking that he was toila. So in the Chanami, the words of the Mishnah don't really say it, right? But the explanation is that the Mishnah is speaking in a specific case. Mishum hochi hutah harishon shukulon, shukulon hayu tluim berishon. So that we really have to add into the Mishnah, as is. The Mishnah as is would not really tell me that. As a matter of fact, the wording that the Mishnah says, "She'eni nene loze viloze," in that wording, according to the Hemshech HaGemara, that really would be one neder, and really should be the halacha. That shochem tosach lekulei really should be. In such a case,
why are you saying that based on the Gemara here or the Gemara there?
We're here, right? The Amish is Reb Shimon, and in order to split Nidorim, like we'll see in a moment, you have to say Kovn Cholecha Ve'echad. Okay, all right. So we'll get there. We'll see that
in a few weeks.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, there was a difference back in the other Gemara. I do remember between Zeo Zeo Kulchen. That was all right. Okay. Okay, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the case of Hutum Ksasa Tokuloi. This is not that case. This is not the halakha. This is what I'm saying. This is different. The din of Tzliya, not the din of.
Okay, alright, we'll see the Gemara. I'll wait.
Okay, Lumazen. Let's see. Zokta Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah further. After the brackets, parentheses. She'ani or She'ani Nen Lazak Korban Lazak Korban. In this case over here, the word korban is the word that creates the iser. He's asking like a korban. He has a separate word of korban to each person. That's what makes it a separate nether. Therefore, tzrichim pesach l'chol echad ve'echad. Therefore, the Mishnah says that that's what divides it into two separate nedarim, and therefore it doesn't apply the din of of Hotam Mitzvah HaTekulai, and that's why it's necessary to have a Pesach L'chol Echa V'Echa. We can see further here. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Koyim yain sheni toim. Yeah, a person makes a nether, he asks yain on himself, and he lets us know. We'll have to see whether that's really necessary to let us know or not. Bakopon koyim yain sheni toim, shen yain yal meyayim. Right, and the reason why he asked Yain is because he's under the understanding that Yain is ra l'mayayin. Maybe he had a bad experience, right? And therefore, he decided, okay, this has to do with wine, chayis, and alcohol, whatever it is, and then shayin. So he asks Yain. He asks Yain, right? He's a. Has a draw to wine, so he need, in order to prevent him from, drinking the next kiddush, he had to make an iser or whatever it was. Okay, so yain rav mayayin. Omer lev alei hamiyushin yof mayayin. They tell him you should know that it's not all wines. You had a specific experience with that wine that you had, but yain hamiyushin, the older wine, is as a matter of fact is yof mayayin. Zok to mishta hutter b'mayushin. He becomes mutmiyushin. Now the basis of this had the Rishonim say is this is a really a nether tois, right? It's a tois that he made a mistake at the time of the nether, like we had before, that there was a mistake at the time that he made the nether. He made the nether with the wrong premise. Right. Mm-hmm. You don't even need to go. Now zok the mishnah of levi miyushin b'levad hutter ella b'chol hayayin. And the mission goes further, and now once that becomes hutter, so now you have the din of neder shotim sasa hutter kulei. Now over here, I mean this lechayr is a chiddush over what we had before, and maybe one could even wonder why the halacha is such, right? Because, see, before we had a nether, which the nether taka was made, and Ayideya Pesach, he took off part of the nether. So the nether originally was made, in more inclusive, and part of that became hutter. So you have this halacha, nether shahutu mitzos, hutter kule. But over here, there's no Pesach over here, right? This is because there's a mistake, right? If there's a mistake, so in the first place, that the nether was really never chal on this. That's the halacha of toys. So one could have thought that over here, if that's so. So then, when we look back at his nether, he's never really never included this yayin, right? The yayin miyushin. So his nether was only asked for other wines, and if that's what it is, so there's really no basis to say nether shehutim sasa hotar kulay. Right? That's what one could have thought. I mean, it seems like from the Mishnah that that's not true. And I leave it to MS, that is. And maybe we have to explain, but I mean, the original, we'll call it the Maisa Neder that he made, included everything, right? That was, like upon him, the Maisa Neder, there was a mistake, right? And now it's Nizgala that the Maisa Neder that he made was not including that Yayin. But it would seem to be that being that the Maisa Neder that he made included everything was something which, and so therefore it does apply the halacha of neder shehutu mitzasa hutu kulei.
I mean, this is so different from the case where you said kulchem and one turned out to be your father. Wasn't that also a toast?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, but I mean, again, we do have to make the right there. You need a hatara, though, right? Or not?
If it was a toys, he shouldn't be. I don't remember. Did we show him say otherwise over there? So we're just speaking out over here that there's two cases. The case when you have a heter, mm-hmm. And then you have a case which you don't even need a heter. It's a tois in the first place, and that would need a little more explanation how that works, that it's neder shehuter mitzasei, if it doesn't require a heter, so it really never was. If it never was, so you know, how do you have this entirety that part became huter?
It seems to make sense to me.
Okay.
I mean, I hear the chiluk, but I don't hear the machalik.
Okay. Well, let's think it through in the svar that we saw in the Rosh, right? That his intention was to aser, right? So that probably would apply even to a toys, right? You know, see, when he made the nether, his intention was that he's asking all wines. That's what he. So even though it was a mistake at the time, you know, this that he was asking all wines, he thought that that's what he was doing. But so if kol saif, that is what he was doing. He was asking all wines. So that was the tzura of the nether, to ask for all wines. That no wine should remain mutter.
I was just thinking, you could ask in the Rosh, meaning what would he have said? Would he say, if I had known some were okay for me, I would have made a netter only on the ones that are bad for me? Or if I had known that some were okay for me, I wouldn't have made the netter at all?
But it's not if I would have. It's he made a netter on everything. And it turned out that everything is an aser, so therefore we say that the whole thing goes down. If he would have, knowing that fact, made a smaller netter, so then he could make the smaller netter, but he didn't do that the first time.
Answering my question.
That might be telling the sugi over there, right? in what the lashon you would have asked it otherwise, right?
Oh, okay.
Right. Right, that halacha, right? That's
machlokes. Doesn't the argument of Rabbi Akiva neder shehuter machlalo
huter kulo? Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, I think it's telling that sugi there. Bisil b'shamay, is there a machlok? It's not a machlok. It's right over there.
That's the sugi.
Yeah. even over here, Achabor Rabbi Akiva, I think. I think we asked it at the time, right? You know, then it seemed like there was still machlokes, and mashmaks was that, you know, once he came, you know, then right?
Yeah.
that was your question then, you know, whether does we remain with machlokes or not. But akoponim, yeah. Okay, so what we do see over here in this one over here, so you over there, that even by a tois, it applies the halacha of neder shehuter mitzasei. And right, whatever other protim, I don't pass in any shilas based on the sugi. You have to review the sugi there. Right. Okay. Zokt the Mishnah. Another case, right? Koin bottle shani toim shabotl ralalev. A similar case. Right. Omerloi halaya kufri yofal alev. He asked it b'tzom. He asked the onions, right? Again, you know, botzel ralele. They tell him, you should know that there's a certain type which happens to be good. Is hotel kubekufri of leb kufri? What hotel el b'kwab tzom? Ma'isa hoya v'hitira mei b'chol abtzolim. So, Reb Nachman, what do you say over here, right? What's the two cases over here, right? What do we need? The additional the yayin with the bottle. True that the bottle has the maisa, but we could leave out the yayin, I guess, for that matter, right? If you want the maisa rav here. Okay, let's see. Okay, long as then, let's see the gemara. Zok the gemara.
It's a question of shchiach, maybe?
Oh,
I'm wondering if the difference between the cases is shchiach.
How would that work?
It's old wines and new wines. There's lots of old wines and lots of new wines. So, you know, it's like two, you know, as opposed to this kufri, you know, and, you know, it's one out of, I don't know, you know, 50 kinds of betzalim, and maybe bechlal, very lo shchiach to even find such a batzel.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And how would that matter?
You could go. You could go either way. One way is to say
that kufri was a good talk. It's like it's a very uncommon thing. Not everyone knows. It's more medical knowledge, more specialized knowledge. Mm-hmm. So it's a talk. You didn't know this, mm-hmm. But yeah, and Yushin. That's what I was thinking. Is that Yushin is everyone knows the difference between it's in the Torah already, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Five centuries. Yeah, I forget.
But as far as how it affects the Mayayim, or we expect the people to know that?
Right, you expect people to know that. Because, old wine, everyone knows that old wine is better than old wine. I hate wine and I know that.
Yeah, right. Okay. Right.
I know, people like old wine, everyone knows that, right?
Could Kufri get into the issue of Shem Levoy? Is whether Kufri onions are considered onions or not? In other words, that's a Chiddush?
Oh, really?
I don't know. That's throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, anyone see anything on this? Yehudi, you saw it or not? Okay, come on. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Zot the Gemara. This Gemara like this. I mean, the Gemara by us, what we have it printed over here, I think, on our Gemara, is that as if it's going back on the part of the Mishnah, Hotar Achren, Achren Motav Kulon Asurin. Which is not really what the topic that the Gemara, the Hemshech Gemara, is going on, right? But maybe it should be Bechulu over there, maybe someone put on. But as we'll see, this is really going on the next Bava Shani Nena Lezek Korban Lezek Korban, right? That's really what we're going on. And the Gemara says Mantano Omar Rava Reb Shimon Hi. That the Mishnah in telling us that by answering in a way of saying lezek korban lezek korban, which he made specific lashon neder for each person, and that's what made it into separate nedarim, and that's why the halacha is trichim pesach chol echad ve'echad. On that, the Gemara is saying mantana. Mantana, that in order to separate it, that it should be two, yet you have to say a lashon of neder kol echad ve'echad, and just by when you're enumerating the people, there's no vav hachibur to attach it. That's not sufficient.
Sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, but I did see when you asked it, I don't want to say anything on the difference between yain and kufri. I didn't look until now, but it very so brings a chiluk. He says all wine is going to become yain yoshan, right? That's the difference between the two.
Yeah, okay, right. Right. So, I mean,
the problem will go away. Quite honestly. No, some wine is meant to be drunk in a couple of years. It doesn't age well, it becomes vinegar. And there are other wines that are meant to be held for 50 years, and they age well. Not so, all wine
so
is made that way.
So what's the definition of miyushin that's totally ma'ayim? Is that your 50-year wine? I don't know.
Oh, I mean, you're saying maybe Taggart is what he means. That a new wine is wine that you drink too young.
Right.
And an old wine is wine that you drink at the age it's supposed to be drunk at, whatever that age
is.
Maybe Taka. Okay, that's a different... I heard, by the way, sorry, can I interrupt? I heard Rabbi Selnick said a beautiful thing on the Pshat and the Pasuk by Man, that what did it mean that a tzaddik found it close to him? Because a tzaddik, where he doesn't need to go looking very far for what he wants. He sees, so he goes out. He says, "Oh, this is good," and he takes it. Whereas the Rasha is like always looking for something a little bit better, so he keeps going, he keeps searching. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right. Israel. Okay, that's the chiddush kapanim of yayin.
Oh, right. Because by wine, it's more mustaba to say that the entire neder is bottled, because all wine is going to become old, so therefore the entire sub yayin is neder is bottled. But by the onions, you could have tiny that, so I meant all, so that separate thing of onions, that's not part of neder, the rest of it is still hot.
Kamash
malam. Mm-hmm.
Now, according to what he's saying, so you wouldn't even need the din of neder shot musasa for that. Because every neder will Right? Every yayin will is really a tois because every yayin could be used.
Right.
Okay.
And now that you're muttering it when you drink it old, it's also mutter when you drink it young.
So back into this part of the Mishnah, there's Zok Rava, that the Tan of this Mishnah is Reb Shimon. It's Machloikis actually over there, right? It's Machloikis. And our mission is being Soisim, as that Mishnah, back Reb Shimon, Domer Achiem Eshul Chol Echad Ve'Echad. Reb Shimon is talking in a little different scenario. He's talking about the halacha of Kofi B'Pikadon. Shvuos HaPikadon. Let's see, the Ran brings it for us. Let's see the Ran. Zok the Ran. Man Tana, the first Ran in the Gemara. Man Tana, the Midikotan Lezeh Korban, Lezeh Korban, Tzrichim Pesach, Lech Ve'echad. Our Mishnah says that specifically in the case when he answered with a Loshen Korban to each person, that's where it requires a separate Pesach and it doesn't apply that didn't never show hooking sauce there. Alma dila oilum le have a proto. You see from over there that it's never gonna be a specific neder elokimitka kobnakle akad vechad. The only way that you can make it into separate dorm if you have the lotion iser which is expressed by each one. Holav hochi, but if you don't do that, loishn omalze viloze bivov. There's no difference whether when he spoke out the different people that he answered, there was a attaching vov. Oy loze loze beloy vov. Nevertheless, klolahavi, right? It would be a group, even if you don't mention the vov, and we would look at it as one neder. Mantan. Omar Rav of Shimon he the Omar Perek Shvus Ha Pikadon. It's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says over there, Gabi hoy hey toiv maisei. The case over there is five people are making a claim from a person, monetary claim. He owes them money for different reasons, as the Pasuk enumerates. V'omar loyloch, he made a shvus. The halach is like this, right? The halach of shvus ha-pikadon, right? It's one of the ashomis, sham gzeilis, that's a kabbalistic name for all of them, that if he denies, if he's koifer, their tfiyah, and he makes a shvua, so there's a chiv of keren chomish in an oshon. So, in the case of the, I have five people which are making a claim. V'omar, he made a shvua loyloch loyloch. And the issue over there is that how many shvus is that, and therefore how many chiyuvim does he have? Korban, let's say, right? That's Reb Shimon's shita that he's not going to chayv more than one unless he says a loshna shvua, shvua leiloch, shvua leiloch, shvua leiloch when he's denying it. It's considered one shvua. So our Mishnah is being soisim like shita's Reb Shimon. Now, the Ran says as follows. Let's just see maybe a little bit over here. Ulin halochu. Kaimelon kirab shimin. Therefore, zok like this. That the halocha is, we pass like Reb Shimon, the sosam on tana hocha kavose. As the Gemara says, because our tana was soisim, a stam mishnah, right, is a reason to paskin like that, because our tana was soisim like Reb Shimon. Zok the Ran, not only is there one stoma here, over Perika Ishmael Kaddish, Nam Yisoslam Kavose, B'masiz, Gachli B'tmora Zu, Gachli B'zu. Mishnah over there, right, also has a certain case, which is again dependent on this halacha, in a Kiddushin scenario. So we have two stam Mishnayis, like Reb Shimon, who passed like him. Zok the Ran, ve'af al gav, he's questioning now, the pair of happy kodin, gav ishvu loloch, ika stomad lekavose, asks the Ran, that, well, maybe what I'm saying is not really so accurate, because there is another stam mishnah, which is not like Reb Shimon, in Pesachah Shavuos.
Right, that Mishnah, right?
That Mishnah is, well, Reb Shimon argues in that Mishnah. I didn't see that. But we need a stam. It means the Tanakhama. That's what it means. Okay.
Yes.
Tanakhama of that
Mishnah. I say there's three shitas there, but the Tanakhama, that's stam.
Okay. It means the Tanakhama. Okay. Iko stam adloik havosei. So Zokter Dan, there's also stam Mishnah, not like. Now you might want to say, well, you know, maybe have two. Like Reb Shimon, Zotra, no, Mali Chan, Mali Trey Stomi. There's really, there shouldn't be any difference. Reb Feger over here produces a Maramokum. The Ran's not necessarily saying this on his own. There's a Gemara like that. Akoponim. So where we're standing right now, I just want to follow through the thought process over here in this room. Ran starts by saying that the Aloch is like Reb Shimon because we have a Stam Mishnah, like two Stam Mishnah like Reb Shimon. And then he asks on himself, I'm saying, but there's a Stam Mishnah not like him. And fine. Right? So that's not a reason to be my Chriya. Says the Ran, Afil Hochek, even the Shok of the Torah, Miroi, Ali Reb Shimon, Besug Yudhi Kedushin, since in the Sug of Kedushin, the Amiroim discuss a back and forth, right? A give and take, a shaka v'taya, which is based on Shitas Reb Shimon, Naktin and Kavosei. And we find many times in Mishonim that this is a basis for the Psak, that if the Amiroim focus on a certain Shita and they discuss it at length, then that's a reason to say that it's the Halacha and that's why they're focusing on it. So Zokter Dan, that in Zech's Kedushin, the Amiroim Mashal, Shok of the Torah, and Chitzes Reb Shimon, so that's a basis to say that that's the Halacha of Chepos, and Chanal Ramban Zal. So someone asked me a question over in this Ran. Right? If you follow through the Ran is coming to tell us why the Halacha is like Reb Shimon. Ran tells us, it starts off because we have Stam Mishnayis. And the Ran continues and says, well, you know, that's not really true, because there's a Stam Mishnah like that. So the Ran ends off by saying that we pass like Reb Shimon because of the Shakva Tarim Sechs Kedushin. So if that's so, so is the beginning of the Ran relevant? Is it just like sort of a thought which didn't follow through, or that's relevant at the end?
I mean, without the beginning, would you even say by the end? You often see Shakva Vitari in a Shita that we don't go in. We saw this in a Beishamai Shita.
That's what I mentioned before. That this is pretty prevalent in the Rishonim, this concept that we pass in like the Shita, that now you might have questions on that. But that is pretty prevalent in the Rishonim. Now unless you want to say that the Ran let's hear what you want to say. So, you know, well, are we gonna, you know, put two halves together to create I mean, either it works, it doesn't work. You know, how are you going to build this here?
I mean, you want to say, meaning just lafuki, what I did to say, not like well, me, is there by the Beis Shammai Shita where the Shakla Vitari is. Okay, there was Shakla Vitari and Beis Shammai, but we know we don't go like Beis Shammai, so we have a different klal. So that knocks out the Shakla Vitari, but here we don't have anything to knock it out, so go by it. Okay.
Yes.
But here we have two Stam Mishnahs, right? So therefore we end up with, we don't know what the halacha is, so the Shakla Vitaria carries us over.
So you're saying the Shakla Vitaria, it wouldn't be a decision maker by itself? Well, I mean, it is, because, I mean are we any better off after the contradiction in Stam?
Do the Amoraim know that there's a concept of that we pass like a Stam Mishnah? they do that too. So therefore,
but we don't. That seems to be the Tanan Machri anymore, right? Because we have contradictory stomas, so that wouldn't be a basis anymore,
right? So
right. So you want to know how they knew?
No, yeah, I'm saying.
I mean, that's a good question.
I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm not a Baki enough in Chas, but
right.
I would say that if you have a stam against the Amoraim discussing it, that the stam wins out, right? Because a stam mishnah was a simon that the Rebbe gave to say how we paskin. But
okay,
here where we don't have a machrias, so therefore we can now rely.
So he's saying that really he's working the other way. I mean, really he's coming to say the halacha is called the shach batayi. He just has to clear the stamas.
Right. So, I mean, again, I don't know if that fits with Shas.
Okay, that could be just in the order of the way the Ran speaks it out. We have to say there was like a Seif Ma'is of Machshava Trila over here, right? Okay.
You want to say differently?
No. I don't really have. And more to say, just to make that ha'orah. I thought it was a nice ha'orah. You know, after you know, the Ran reads pretty smoothly as you read through. If you look back again, Ran, then you ask yourself, you know, 1 second. So, what was that first half of the Ran? Why did he tell it to us? It was irrelevant. But I mean, that should have been left behind in the first draft, right? You know, but it shouldn't have been printed, you know, in the Shas over here, right? Yeah,
I mean, maybe you just come and tell us. You don't go by row of stamos. Maybe that's what
he wanted to let us know that.
What Shlomo was saying. Okay.
Malichar, Mali. That's he wanted to just tell us in the Kol Hapsak. That okay. Akoponim. Yeah, that was the whole over there. All right, let's come back. Zokt the Gemara.
I mean, I don't know yeah. where you're going, because I just want to make sure I understand now. So the Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan is whether it was by the Vav, meaning he says it doesn't, they would say if you say...
Is I think when there's no Vav, right? That's the Machlokas, whether that no Vav is a divider, right?
Oh, meaning you say, Shvua Lezer, 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 Lezer.
Right.
I thought Rabbi Shimon was saying, "Oh, that's a jengu," and there's no right. Rabbi Shimon saying that would still be
one
shvua,
right.
And the Chacham say that would be multiple shvuas.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And but everybody agrees. We say shvua lezeu 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 lezeu. That's one shvua.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
I thought. I thought it was the word carbon.
Well, I mean, the over there it's shvua, and by neder it's carbon.
Right.
Right. So Rabbi Shimon holds that you have to divide it with a lashon shvua or a lashon of carbon,
but whether you say the vav or not isn't. I don't think it's the machlokas there.
He's told me in the the rabbanon sheet is that it's already divided with leaving out the vav. But if you say a vav, then even the rabbanon agree that it's one shvu. That's what you're saying. There are Rabbanon who argue on Reb Shimon, and they say that you don't need carbon to divide it, right? But what about if you say a vav, right? Lozeh, vilozeh, vilozeh. Is that also a separate shvua?
I have to say carbon or shvua, right?
No, that's Reb Shimon. We're talking in the Rabbanon sheet. I thought that if there's a vav there, then according to everyone, even Rabbanon, who don't require shvua, but if there's a vav, so that combines it as one shvua, so they're also masking that it's one shvua. But the machlekes is if without the vav achibur, is that already separate shvuas, or according to Bshimin, that you need to divide it with a shvua or carbon. Whether you're making another shvua, depending on... Right?
So everyone agrees that carbon would be a divider.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees that no vav is not a divider. I thought this is a case of vav.
No, I thought the other way. I thought everyone agrees that with a vav is a combined. And the machlekes is, without the vav, where do we sin?
So why didn't our Mishnah say begishedosh? Why did it say case of carbon instead of just the vav?
Our Mishnah is coming to say that in Ritzrib Shimon, that you need carbon in order to divide it. That's what our mission is coming to say.
You said that Rabbi Shimon holds that the Vav is also a divider. Isn't that very
Kiddush? No, Vav is not a divider.
Like
Vav, Right.
So, no, the Rabbanan would hold without a vav is a divider, and Rav Shimon holds without a vav is not a divider.
So,
right.
I mean, oh, you have over here something different?
No, well, I mean, yesterday I looked at the Mishnah there in Shavuos.
Oh, so what is it?
But
what
I don't
it?
Remember. So yeah, what he says here is, if, however, he omits the separate mention of as a korban and simply addresses the matter to each person individually, i.e. he says, that which I benefit from this person and from this person and from this person... is a korban, or he says that which I benefit from this person, from this person, from this person is a korban, right? So I don't think he's machalik. I don't think that the Tanakhama was machalik if it's a vav or not. I mean,
why don't we just try to read the Ron? We're trying to figure out the art scroll.
Well, it's really, it's what's his name. If you look at the Mishnah, Shavuos is where you see it.
The olam lo havi prata ela ki midker korban. Right, Shimon says that you have to separate with korban. Akol echad v'chachad. Ha lov hachi. But if you don't put korban, according to Shimon, lo shna amar lezeh lezeh bavav, o lezeh lezeh belovav. Right, Shimon holds it's all one shvua, unless you do separate out with shvua. But if you use a vav or no vav, it doesn't matter. It's all one shvua. Right?
So he wants the word Rabbanan hold.
In front. Where is it? And so the fact that the Gemara learns that this is Rabbi Shimon because it's separating with Korban, according to the Rabbanan, you wouldn't need Korban to separate. You would only have to say Lezeh Lezeh. And that already would separate. That's why we're saying it's Rabbi Shimon, no? Isn't that the way you said it?
Yeah, yeah. See, the question over here is, what's Rabbanan Shita? That's what we want to know, which you don't have a clear mashmois over here. I thought one way, but let me check. What we want to know is that Rabbanan, if you use the Vav HaChibur, is that also nevertheless separate Nedarim, separate Shuas? Or they agree if you combine it with the Vav, it's one. That's what we're questioning right now. The Mishnah over here, this is what he's saying. Shvua she'ein lecha biyadi, viloy loch, viloy loch, chayv al kol achas v'achas. So it would sound like they're using the Vav HaChibur over here, viloy loch, viloy loch, and nevertheless, from the fact that he didn't say kulchem, and he addressed each person, even though there's a Vav HaChibur, chayv al kol achas v'achas. So this is what Shlomo was referring to. They said he saw in the Mishnah that even though you use the Vav HaChibur, it's still considered separate from the fact that he addressed each person separately. Not like
so then they're separate Shvuas with the Vav. Everybody agrees they're separate Shvuas with the Vav? Or that's just the Chachamim?
That's just the Chachamim. Chachamim is what I made a mistake. The Chachamim say that as long as you're addressing each person separately as opposed to you as the group, then it's separate Shavuos, even if you use the Vav, attaching Vav. And if Shimon is on the other extreme, Reb Shimon says that until you specifically say Shavuol, Chalech Lecher, right. Right.
So the Chachamim hold...
See, really, the issue of
Kulchem is one shvua. Everything else are separate shvuas.
Right, right.
And then, when it's a separate shvua, you have a tliya. And when you have one shvua, there's no tliya.
What does tliya mean?
That when one falls, they all fall. or the subsequent ones fall, but not the Kodem ones. Meaning, if it's one Shvua and one person falls, let's say you say Kulchem.
We're discussing Tliya here, right?
That's the whole discussion, isn't it?
Oh, no, that's not the discussion here.
Maybe not there, but in general. When we say Kulchem, if you say Kulchem, everybody agrees it's one Shvua. Then you get Hutter Elchad Hutter Kulim.
I understand, but we're discussing right now concerning, let's say, Neder Shot, how to put the Kulim. You want to talk about Tliya? Okay, that's a...
Isn't the Mishnah talking about Tliya?
No.
Switching backwards and forwards.
That's not what we're discussing right now.
The Mishnah goes backwards and forwards. It's very interesting.
We're not discussing Tliya.
When it says Rishon and Achron, that's
right.
Tliya?
That was a different Bava. That's not what we're discussing currently right now.
Oh, okay,
you,
fine.
We want to relate it to...
I brought this whole thing up because I wanted to understand that, because you guys asked me on it before, and I didn't understand. So now I wanted to understand.
Okay.
It's Tliya. You said it has nothing to do with... You said that our whole mission has nothing to do with Tliya.
Our screen was not focused on that.
Okay.
You just, you brought something in. We thought that it was him. So you want to bring in the previous screen? Okay, fine. We could clear our
just
screen
No.
Well, that was fine.
All right. So let's just let's start. We'll settle this and then we'll come. Fine. Okay.
We're just a little confused when you brought that in. That's all.
Sorry. Good
Okay. Right. So I do just clarifying then. I didn't look at the Mishnah. So Shlomo was telling us that the accurate version of the Machlekes over there is even if there's Vav HaChibur. So it comes out according to everyone, there's no difference whether it's a Vav HaChibur or not. That's what comes out, one way or the other.
Chum say Kulchem is one, everything else is separate. Rabbi Shimon says only Shvua is one, is separate, and everything else is one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, that's what comes out. Okay. Thank you for correcting that. Yeah.
And if it's one, we say Hutter Miksasa Hutter Kulam, whatever Shita you're in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if they're separate ones, then there's a Tliya. Rishon, then everybody's off, and Achron, only Achron's off.
One more time, if what?
If it's not one Shvua, if they're separate Shvuas, whichever Shita you're going in. So, according to Chachamim, everything other than Kulam, or according to Rabbi Shimon, only when you say Shvua, then you would say Hutter Rishon, Hutter Kulam, Hutter Achron, it's only the Achron.
Let's see, if you say Shvua, Luze. I didn't think that was a Tliya. I thought what you're doing is...
According to who?
According to anyone. That's not a Tliya. See, a Tliya is that you're depending two on one. But if you send two to the Isser of one, that's not a Tliya.
If what?
You're relating two to the Shvua of one. It's not a new Shvua. Right? A Tliya would be is that if you're giving the din of one to two, or two to one, din of one to two. But if I'm saying, I'm making a Shvua now this Shvua is applicable to you and to you, so I'm not being told two in one. I'm this Shvua that I made, and now I'm enumerating who this Shvua is applicable to. So there's one Shvua over here, and now I'm enumerating who the Shvua is relevant to. So I don't think that would be a Tliya.
Okay, and what happens in that case if you're matter to the first person?
So the shul remains on everyone else.
But that's not what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says exactly not like that.
Oh, yeah? What does our Mishnah say?
It says, Hutter Rishon, Hutter Kulam.
That's if it's a Tliya, right?
You just told me that we're not talking about a Tliya, so I'm telling you we are talking about a Tliya. I don't understand.
Okay, so I'm not following.
The Mishnah starts off with an example of Hutum Sasa Tekulai.
Right.
It jumps to a case of Tliya, then jumps back to Hutum Sasa Tekulai.
Right.
And it doesn't give us actual Lashon of Tliya. Tliya is, we understand, it's like, I'm making Shvur on you that your Shvur should be Chal if the Shvur on this guy is Chal. Right? That's the Tliya.
That's the connotation. That I'm giving you the din of that person, so the only calls my the din of that person is in existence, then the second one will have. That's what Tliya means,
right? But it's not Hutum Tzatzat Kura is a different thing. So this machlokes is din of hutum tasa tukolo, which is a case of, is it one large shvuah or separate shvuah?
Right. That's why I didn't think this had to do with the din of tliya. Now, if we were to think, but why doesn't it? Why isn't it tliya? Right. So that's what I was saying. I didn't think this was a lotion of tliya at all. Right. This machlekes Reb Shimon and the Rabbonim. That's what I thought, but I'm making a mistake. If you understand differently,
I'm getting completely like lost in the conversation.
Yeah, I think I understood it more like Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have the first case of the Mishnah is Kulchem. That's one Shavua.
Right.
And then we have...
Where are you? In which Mishnah are you?
Our Mishnah.
Yeah, right? Okay, right.
Right? The first case is Kulchem, Hutra, Miktasa Hutra Kula. It doesn't matter which one of the... your Hutra, right? And then you have a second case of this and this and this and the exact lashon of how you say this and this and this. We have a machlokas, that we see... in Shavuos, but that's not what our Mishnah is talking about.
Let's say in our Mishnah over here, our Mishnah says, let's say, Shaninel Zeh Korban Zeh Korban. So our Mishnah is saying that this is according to Reb Shimon. Now, what our Mishnah is coming to say, that Tzorach Pesel Chol Ech Vechad, as opposed to what? As opposed to having the benefits of Neter Shehotu Mitzasa Hutakula. That's what our Mishnah is coming to say. The Gemara is saying, let me just speak out over here. The Gemara is coming to say that according to Reb Shimon, the only way you could get yourself out of the din of Nedesh Hod Mitzasa is only if you take a saw and you make korban chol echa vecha. You got to slice it. If you don't slice it, then you're still bechlal the halacha of one neder, and therefore it has the din of Nedesh Hod Mitzasa. Now the Rabbanon don't hold like that. The Rabbanon hold that I don't need to say, right, chol echa vecha. I'm out of the din, or this halacha of tzorach lechol pesach chol echa vecha, according to Rabban, is applicable even if you didn't say Korban. Now that's what the Mishnah is saying. That's what I thought that is happening over here. Right? That's why I didn't think it had anything to do with Tliyas.
I think okay. It seems to me that Rabbi Shimon says three different things, not two.
He says three things? Okay, yeah. Let's see.
First he has Kulchem, and that's Hutter Echad, Hutter Kulun. Right? Sheni Ne Lezeh Lezeh, Hutter Rishon, Hutter Kulun, Hutter Achron.
Reb Shimon, now that Rava said the Mishnah is Reb Shimon, you're putting Reb Shimon onto the entire Mishnah. Okay,
yeah, well,
fine. You're allowed to do that. Yeah, I just didn't.
Okay, good. So
terminology.
Kulchem is Hutter Echad, Hutter Kulam.
Right.
Because he holds that you have to say Kulchem to make it one neder. Sheni ne lezeh lezeh, Hutter Rishon, Hutter Kulun, Hutter Achron, Mutter, Achron Mutter. That's not a din of Hutter.
Does that have to do with Shimon?
What?
Does that have to do with Shittas Reb Shimon?
Right now we're saying the Mishnah's. I'm saying the Mishnah's Rabbi Shimon because that's what the Gemara says.
Okay, so I'm disagreeing with that.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
So you think what? Stam in the middle. This is Ravonin, and everything else is Reb Shimon.
Yeah. Not even the Mishnah's. The Gemara just says that the case of the Korban is Reb Shimon.
All right, there are three dinim. Forget about who it is. There are three dinim. One is Hutter Miksaso Hutter Kulo. One is the Rishon Machron Achron, and then you need separate ones for all of them. And even if you're to the Rishon, it doesn't help for the rest of them. There are three different dinim.
Okay.
No.
Could be.
What do you mean? It could be. It's clear. There are three different dinim.
Okay, fine.
I mean, I think this wrong? Is what Michael's saying.
Yeah.
Is that the Rabbah's understanding that Shani Neme Lezeh Korban Lezeh Korban is a different case of Shani Neme Lezeh Lezeh.
Oh, all the way at the end, it goes back to a pun.
Right, so I think when I learned the mission, I don't think I learned it right. But I think I learned that as a continuation of
but
that second case.
Doesn't the Ran tell us that there's a tliya?
Yeah, I don't think I was right when I said it, but
now where do we stand? After the Ran reminds us of the Gemara.
I think that's what Michael's saying, is that our mission is talking about three separate situations.
That's right.
Kulchem, right?
Okay, right, that's true, but who is Reb Shimon? That's just
please.
This part
okay,
of the Mishnah.
That's a different issue. That's a different issue.
Then you can have these Nadarim work. One is that you get, it's one complete neder, Miksoso Hutter Kulo, or you can have, in the third case, completely different Nadarim that have nothing to do with each other, and need a Pesach HaKol Echa
V'Echa,
or you can have a case where there's a Tliya from one neder to another.
I think that's what I thought until the Rav, that's why I come to the Shirat Sunday, to realize what I thought wasn't
Right. Okay. So we have a kulchem, we have a case of a tliya, and then there's a separation. Separation. That I thought the Gemara is saying that's shitas Reb Shimon. How you make the separation? That's where Reb Shimon comes into the picture over here. So everyone agrees to the halacha of kulchem, and the question is at what point is there a separation? Reb Shimon is one who says that you only have a separation when you make a korban chalechve. According to Rabbanan, you don't need that to make a separation.
Is it one more question?
Yeah.
The Gemara which asks man tana versus Reb Shimon seems to come in the middle case of Huda Akwa, not the case of carbon between each one.
So that's what we spoke out initially, and you're bringing back, and you're saying that maybe it is. See the Ran? I mean, doesn't the Ran tell us that? What does the Ran say about in Montana?
I mean, what would the
Rabban the Ran
says it's going back on the case of Korban, and that's what we mentioned. That therefore, the words in the Gemara really don't seem to be the right. So, if you look in your Hagoyes Tzionim, maybe someone tells you there should be a v'chulu on that because that's not really the right bava.
I mean, what is the Ron saying then? Yes. Meaning, he's saying when it says midikatani, just I'm trying to understand the Ron. Midikatani lezeh korban lezeh korban, so you can pass it l'kol echad v'chad alma d'lolam havi prata. Meaning, if we're saying that that's how we know it's Rabbi Shimon, I don't want to read the whole thing for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, if that's how we're understanding, then what does that mean? The Chachamim hold that if you said korban, 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 you would not need a Pesach l'kol echad v'echad?
No, you don't need korban. That's what it means. You know, so the deek over here is that the only way you can separate is by making korban. According to the Chachamim, I don't need korban to separate. Till you make korban, right? You need the saw over here. According to the Rabbanan, it works the other way, right? Until you join it with a kulchem, you know, you're separate.
Warming up the air.
They said that. Just a second. He said you have to separate korban, otherwise it's all together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said you need a kulchem to put it all together, otherwise it's separate.
Right.
So now you really right. So then it sounds like if you make the diuk, we're not going like anybody. First, it says kulchem. You need a kulchem. That sounds like that should be the rabbanan, because everything else should be separate. And then it says at the end, you need korban. That sounds like Rabbi Shimon, because everything else would be together. So then what's the middle case?
I hear a valid question that you're asking, that why is the more being medayek from the seifa or being medayek from the ratio? Okay. That could be a question.
And please mofo me for getting loud earlier. Just when I think I'm going crazy, I get a little bit upset.
Mm-hmm.
I probably should be used to it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that could be a valid shayla. What the right answer to that is. I mean, the Gemara is making the dig from the sefer. That's a question. What's with the ratio? Right? Why is the ratio? When the Mishnah is talking about a case, right, we could have said less. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. So let's see where we are right now. Right? So we just discussed, the Gemara says the our mission is Reb Shimon, and we saw that the Ran Paskins like Reb Shimon, right? Based on whatever he discusses over there. Okay, now Lomazen, let's see a little bit of Hemshech Gemara. The Gemara says like this, right? The last two cases in the Mishnah were by a tois, and the tois that the Gemara, that Mishnah points out is that he's making a neder because he's thinking something's bad for him, and they tell him that there happens to be a certain species which is really good for you. Fretting more akash, let's see. Koin yain shani toim. Fretting more of a typical aid, the ain ra. Fretting more akash. Why is it necessary in order to make it into a toys by informing him that there's a certain type of yayin which is good for him? It would just be sufficient that it's not bad, right? Typical aid, the ain ra. It would be mashing from the Mishnah that state that, you know, you need that to be good. Why should that be? Amar Rababa v'od yofa katoni. So Rababa, in Nochanami, you're right. You're really right. In Sfor, you're right. And what the Mishnah really means to say is in two levels. That avada, to make it into a toys, it would be sufficient just to say that, you know, there's a certain species which is not bad for you. Right? V'od, not only that, but you should know that it's even good for you. But it's not necessary, the fact that it's yofa, in order to make the toys. And the same shak vataya the Gemara has again in the next shlav. Koin botzel, fet mom tepele de in ra, omar rabbi abba, v'oid yofe kotoni. Interesting that the Gemara, we have the shak vataya twice. Right? You figured that, you know, after you said it the first time, you know what the answer is. I can sound like, you know, like, as if the Gemara has like a separate question and rabbi comes back again. Right, then right, would there be a Mokum Chalik over here? All right, if someone has a Machshava on this. It might just be, you know, maybe in the Pshat in the Mishnah, maybe that's what the the Gemara is being mechadish, that we could accept, you know, this terminology in the Mishnah even twice. You know, there's an inaccuracy in the Mishnah over here, right? That when the Mishnah says that, there really is, it's like there are two steps over here, right? All right, so maybe this is how you could understand that when the Gemara answers, the Gemara is sort of, you know, being matrik the Mishnah, that the Mishnah, you know, means something other than it says. So the Gemara is asking a question. Well, the Mishnah does it a second time, right? So maybe you can't do that. So Rabbi comes back and he says that nevertheless, right? The Mishnah could do it twice, right? That's what it's doing, but it's not really a question in halacha, right? Okay, that's how I'm getting out of it. Right, you could maybe say something different. Okay, let's see. Let's hop around a little more over here. Zok the Mishnah like this. Next Mishnah. Poislon b'choy atzmoy u'v'choy bonov. Okay, zok the Mishnah on a new idea how we could find the past of the matter nether. Covered atzmoy and covered bonov. Oymrim loy. Right, we'll see what the nether was, but Oymrim loy, ilu ha-yisigeder shlomocher Oymrim alecha kachi vestoy. We tell the person that he made a nether, and we tell him that if he would have realized that as a result of this nether, people are going to start talking about you. They'll start saying, kachi vestoy shal plenum gash, it's noshov. Now, what happened over here? Now, what was the nether? So the Ran says as follows. Let's see the Ran. You see the Ran in the Mishnah. Poischin lo odam b'chvoid atzmoi. Hamader es ishtoi ad sheigar shenu. So the mashmois of the Ran is that the neder that he made was not a neder directly on the gerushin. It sounds like hamader es ishtoi ad sheigar shenu. Ad sheigar shenu. Is that how do you touch these words? Hamader es ishtoi ad sheigar shenu. Right, he's making a nether. Nether is talking to his wife. He's asking his wife, Ad sheyigarshenu. Right? And I thought that what it meant was is that we had before, that if a person asks hano on his wife, so then the halach is there has to be a megarisher. You know, if he does it in the way that he could ask her hanois, which obligate him. Right? The other Rishonim talk about a neder to be megarisher, right? But it doesn't sound like in the round that that's what the case over here is. Right? Anyone had any machshavos on this? Kigoyin Adam Noda Legarisha Sisha, that's the Loshon of the Rosh. Right?
So the art school says like the Rav.
Okay, I have a haskoma. Okay.
Or the art school has a haskoma.
Okay. Akoponim, so let's hear that, right? So there was a nether that he made, and the nether Akoponim resulted in a gerushin. And the Pesach, which is Bechoid Atzma, is the fact that we tell them that people are going to start talking about you, right? As a result of this neder, right? The people will say, "Kachavesh shel ploini migarish es noshov." That's Bechoid Atzma. And ve'al b'noi secho yiyu oimrim, or this is Bechoid Bonov. Right, his children. Now, let's see over here whether this is what Mishnah is going to say over here. It's one thing or two points. First thing, b'nois grushos hein. But the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, "Ma rosi ibn shenel this is garish." That this is working the other way. Why Taka did she get nizgarish? Why was she divorced? Right? That implicates that she did something wrong. So that's something which is causes a bizoyin to the children. B'nei sech. So like I was starting before, so the Benayis Grushes Hain, is that a thing by itself? And there's like two things over here, right? Benayis Grushes, is that, and there's a second thing also, or, no, this is all one thing. The Benayis Grushes is, the point of Benayis Grushes is as the Mishnah continues.
Did the
Rebbe
repeat that?
What I want to know is that the Mishnah says over here, first of all, it says that on COVID bonim, the Mishnah says b'nai secho. They tell the Pesach is they'll speak about your daughters that they are b'nai grusha saying. That's one thing the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah continues. Marasa isim shel iman shel elul his garish, right? Or marah bi iman, right? That there must have been something that she did improper. That's what caused her to be in his garish. So what we want to know over here is that these are two separate points, or
like
what?
Sounds like it's two different things. Why, okay. How could it be one?
What would be the two?
The first one is quid asma, second one is quid bon.
No. I'm talking in the covered bonum itself, right? You see, is. Benoist Gerusha is saying, is that a thing by itself? Or the point of Benoist Gerusha is as it continues?
I would assume that it's one thing, because why would he care about the covet of the woman that he wants to divorce? I mean,
he's talking about, I thought that's the children.
Right, you know? So the children.
So what would be the two things?
And the children would be, people would look at them as Benoist Gerusha. Right, that their mother is a grusha, that in itself might be
the way I understand the Mishnah, maybe I'm being a little bit like taking more than it says here, but fanciful maybe, but it's like he's ruining his daughter's shidduchim prospects.
Okay.
You know, they say the girls go after the mother, right? Like they say by Rachel, the wife of Akiva, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
So if there must have been something inappropriate about the mother that his husband has been divorced, so maybe a daughter is also not good. What's wrong with the daughter's mother? There's something wrong with them.
Yeah, okay.
That's,
right, that's
Because it focuses on the Benoist Gusha, daughters of the Gusha, and what's wrong with the mother? It seems to be like the mother-daughter connection there. So that would be a good Pesach because he's hurting his daughters. Like that's a real Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the covet of the mother. Like, okay.
So what would be the second thing?
So the Rebbe's asking
if there's two things here. What would be the second?
The way I understood the Rebbe, it's just calling someone a daughter of a Grusha is in itself, forgetting if it reflects on her personality, is pointing out a pagam of the person that can independently be...
Besides the wife, also on the daughters, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
That this person, you know, like... yeah, if you're stigmatizing someone, you're saying that, right, without the fact that it might reflect on a bad meat of the... Of the children, that itself is, you know, you're just.
The Mishnah doesn't say
that. What?
The Mishnah doesn't seem to say that. The Mishnah seems to say, the Mishnah goes back to Mar Rasa Imma. So it sounds like it's implying something wrong with him. It's not just like a stigma that he.
I don't see what the two things would be. He's not worried about the sons, he's only worried about the daughters.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that might be an indication to what this is.
If I can go back to what we asked before about the conflict between the Ran and the other Rishonim about what was the nature of the Neder.
Yeah.
So it brings back two problems with the other Rishonim's Mahalach, which is why the Ran argues.
Okay.
He says, the first problem is that if someone makes a neder to be Megaja's wife, and then he acts upon it, there's a shayla where it's called a get ma'usa, because he was honest, he had to give the get.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Right. So the Rav says it's not a problem because it's the onus they brought himself. But he has to be mad to the neder, and then he has to be Megaja. I don't know if that goes.
Oh, yeah.
The other problem he says is that there's no such thing as a neder, which is a kumva asay.
Okay, right. So you have to work that out, right?
Yeah, right. So that's why the one is like, okay, he has to fit into something that works as a neder. His matter.
One of the places would say concerning that question that, like, you know, he'll ask himself on Perisha Ba'olam if he's not Megarish's wife.
Right.
That's the way to do that. Okay, but I hear what Akoponim. Okay, Loma Zen, let's see over here. Zokt, right, so the Rishonim speak through over here that the Chiddush in these Psochim, again, is like we had before, that when a Chayish person's been Shaker, right? Lo Yisi Yedeh Shekein, Lo Yisi Noida Rezemotu. We had this before. The Gemara brought this. Koilim shani noisi is plainis keuro. Very hino. So he makes a neder to ask himself for marrying plainis because she is ugly. Very hino. It's a mistake. Very hino. Shechor very levona. Kutzor very aruka. Mutar bo. The reason why it's mutter is specifically as we have it over here that it was a mistake in the first place. But if things changed, if she was a ku'ura and she was made into a no, shchora v'nasis levono, k'tzora nasis aruka. Okay, however you do these things, it wouldn't be mutter. The Rishonim say, the Ran says, because if these things are changed, it's a noilad, and that would mean that these are things which are unexpected. That's something that no one would think that would be. That would be like those cases that we had in the Mishnah in before Nasi Sofer, right? Nasi Beis Knesses, right? That it's something that. That's how the Ran spoke to Akapan over there. That the person said, yeah, you know, even I'll say Hatzar, I'm making that because it's never going to be. Right? Akoponim, that's the man, the Omar, that holds that you can't B'Pesach with Noilad. So that's what this Mishnah is speaking out. The Gemara continues, the Mishnah continues, the Mishnah says like this. Brings a Ma'isa. Ma'isa Bech Shnodom Mimbasa Choysei Hanoyo. He made a neder night to Yasser Hano, because he doesn't want to marry Basa Choysei, Kimevuyu, because she was Ku'ura. Vechnisura Bibesi Bishmol Vipur. So she was brought to Besa Bishmol, they took care of her, and they made her into a yofa. Omer b'shmol b'ni mizuna da'arto omeloy lav v'hitira b'shmol. The Gemara asks in the Hemshech HaMishnah over there, it's a ma'isa lista. We just said before that if Shitaka was a ku'ura and you make a change in her, that's noilad and you can't be samech on this. As we just said, and now this case, this story of Rabbi Shmuel is contrary to that. And Zot Gemara in Nachanayim, like we see in the Gemara, he argues, he holds that you could be pesach b'noilad, and in Nachanayim, that's why he was matter. It's machlokes, right? Whether you could be pesach b'noilad or not. The Mishnah continues. Boisa shol bochar Rabbi Shmuel v'omar b'neisa shol nois and el shahanias minav losum. B'neis Yisrael are really nois. Hanias minav losum. It's hanias, the fact that the poor, poverty is what causes them to be a minuvel, to become ku'urais.
Sounds like he's not saying that you can use noda, he's saying that she really was not all along, no?
So the truth is like this.
You're holding in this question.
I'm
glad you're
right,
asking it.
Yeah.
It's his question.
Well, let's see. See, the Gemara tells us that the mice over here was that she had a false tooth, right? Which that seemed to be the root of the displeasure, right? And Rabbi Shmuel, he got her a implant appointment, right? with a gold tooth. He paid for the gold tooth, right? Right. And now she's okay, right? So we'll accept the fact. Right? I'm not going to argue on that, right?
So what would you say, just makeup? They just put makeup on her and she looked a lot better. Cleaned her up. Is that a nolad or that's not a nolad? That's a toes.
So I'll tell you. Well, see, even in a nolad, like we saw before, a nolad is really, it might border on what you're saying. See, but a nolad is something which is unexpected. Like we had before, a chil between mace, right, by Dustin Vavirin, by over there, mace, and anis, right? Anis is shriach, right? So that's not a noilad, right? Right? But a mace, however you understand that in the Gemara, is not shriach, and that's a noilad, right? So now, in this specific thing, this is how someone explained this to me, like over here, is that in order for the missing tooth over here to change the appearance, we need a gold tooth, right? Now, she was an anir, right? Right? So what are the chances that she's going to get, you know, the funds, right, for a gold tooth, right? So that's, so he was telling me, in as much as from Ashirus, Tani, is Shkia,
right?
The other way. Right. Right. So that's why that was another. But in your case over here, if you just need some makeup, you know, then that's, you know, even if, you know, that's not shriach, and maybe like you're saying, not even more basic. Like maybe that's the mashmois, the way he speaks that. They're really, you know, really noise. Just need to fix them up a little bit, you know. So if that's where that wouldn't be bechlau, the machloek is over here.
The Ohr Lishonim would say that.
Yeah.
So the Dvon, the Rashi, it said that Kishta bebegadim kashuti nashim. The Nidhi says, the Gemara says otherwise. The Gemara says shenza. Now we see the Nafkamina. It's a question of noilad or not.
So who's saying the begadim?
And Rashi.
And they say on the Mishnah.
Yeah.
That even makeup would be a nolad.
No, they say that what changed in this with this woman was kishta b'begadim, he adorned her with begadim b'kishutin Hashem.
And nevertheless, that's being called a nolad.
I don't know, the Mishnah doesn't say the word nolad.
See, the Gemara, the Gemara asks, the mission itself, right? No. Right? The mission says that would not work. Right? Now, why not? Okay, the Gemara, maybe there's no such Gemara that says that it's Noilad, but we would need just a category for that if we'd say it's other than Noilad.
I never knew, I mean, I never thought this was the Noilad. I thought it was just, it's teaching us this particular din. Mishmal holds that the whole concept of Ku'ua is not a toast because Bnei's all noisy.
You're right.
It's specific to Kura.
But would the Gemara have the kasha? See, if that's so, then the Gemara's kasha of Maisa Lista wouldn't be a kasha because, right? It's not a contradiction to what we're saying.
Well, the Tanakh kind of disagrees with Rabbi Yishmael, right?
That
I don't think anyone's arguing on.
Oh,
I thought. Yeah.
Oh, so
Tanakhama is saying
it's not a toast. Tanakhama is. No, you're right. But the Tanakhama speaks out that it's only mutter because it's a toast. Right? Now, Rabbi Shmuel, now the Gemara continues with Rabbi Shmuel. So if Rabbi Shmuel is not a noilad, rather it's an easy fix, let's say, right? And that's why you could use such a Pesach, then it wouldn't be a contradiction, really, to the Tanakhama, and therefore the Gemara wouldn't ask a Maisa Lista. That's what I was saying. But how do you want to have it?
I mean, if I understand what you're saying, is that there's a concept that there's an inner beauty that you're bringing out, which is short of Nolad, but it's changing the situation. In other words, I think what you're saying is that you could still say that Nolad he disagrees with, but doing something to her to bring out her inner beauty that people don't focus on, that there's a missing tooth and now see the rest of her beauty, that's not Nolad. That's that was there beforehand. It's
And the Tanakhama holds bringing out inner beauty is what?
So I guess he would hold it the same as Nolad.
Is that's the way you're saying it?
I don't.
He doesn't want to say the word Nolad. That's the problem. He doesn't want to say the word Nolad.
No, I don't feel like I have enough clarity.
What?
I don't
have enough clarity. Don't worry, I'll explain what you're thinking.
Thank you.
The truth is like this, that the Rosh, I see now, the Rosh says, the last line on the Rosh, V'yitir HaBishmol, it says like, maybe this is what you were quoting, V'yitir HaBishmol, D'kosav, V'kivin sh'yecholim li'yapoyso, lo'yhoyso ku'ura me'yikor. Right? See, he definitely is not saying that you could be matter with Noilad. And that's what the Ran says. Right? What do you say about this Rosh over here, right? The Kosova Kivan Shikhil Fat Liapoisa Loyhoisa Kurmeikar.
The question is what's the Maisa Lister? Maybe we need to look at the next Rosh. I mean, I have to say, when I read the Mishnah, and this was the question I was going to ask, I didn't see a Maisa Lister. To me, I understood it that way. That's what he was doing. He was saying she really was never ugly, and then, because I was able to fix her up. When I saw the Gemara, it was like, okay, the Gemara sees it as a Maisa Lister.
So how do we understand the Mishnah? I understand when the Mishnah says, Lev Nesha hi ku'ur v'nasis no, what is that referring to? What is that referring to? Right, and the Tanakh clearly is saying that that wouldn't work, right? If she was Ku'ura and now we made her Noah, that would not be, that you couldn't use that as a Pesach. Let's say, according to the Tanakhama, it probably would be Noila, right? That's probably true working that way. I think our Shaila is going to be Shmuel. Why is it Mutter? Because he holds Noila, you can match with Noila, or he holds that it's not Noila, right? That's what the Rosh would be Mashma, right?
Maybe.
Right, so I mean, there are two ways to speak it out. One is the machlokas, is this called Nolud? Or are we matter with Nolud?
Right. Now, as we spoke before, it could be that it has to do with what's necessary in order to be Miyapur, right? You know, it could be that it's necessary what to be Miyapur, right?
You know, how much do you need to make her pretty?
Right. If you're gonna do a you know, what do they call that? The operation, you know, that you could change the features.
Right.
Yeah, like something like that. You know, it could be done, but you know, but it's an expensive proposition. Okay.
So listen, just as a ha'ara.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't say this on tape. A lot of investment is made in making women beautiful, and it only, you know, from my point of view, it only lasts about maybe 20 year period, and it just, you know, just shows.
This could be a dangerous thing to talk about.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully nobody ever listens to these tapes.
Tosfos also talks Noilad. Tosfos talks Noilad. In Rabbi Shmuel. Because Tosfos says over here, he pu'a m'fash b'gosh, osla shen zoho v'have Noilad. So it seems like he's saying the Ran that he holds that Noilad, you could be matter with Noilad.
So you're in where? In the Tosfos?
That was the Tosfos. Oh. The second to last. Tosfos over here.
He's giving you the answer, right?
What?
My solicitor didn't know that yet. He's giving you the scan of the Gemara.
Well, I mean, my solicitor, I think it's still true. The answer of my solicitor is just the chsur mechsur, right? That's the Gemara puts in, right? So the Gemara is not really changing, right? The my solicitor is saying basically that Bishmol does not agree with Tanakhama, right? Right, let's read that Gemara. Did we get to the end over here? Let me just say. Let's just finish the Mishnah, okay. So Rabbi Shmuel, apparently this wasn't a one-time thing, right? I guess they knew to bring her to the base of Rabbi Shmuel. They had reputation, right? B'nais, in Zakti Gemara, K'shmeis Rabbi Shmuel hoi b'nais Yisrael noisais kina v'oimrois. B'nais Yisrael Rabbi Shmuel b'kina. That the Bnei Yisrael, there was a special stress. The Bnei Yisrael mourned, they were mekainin by his levai because they benefited, he had a special feeling for them. This really comes from by Shol, and that's the source of this idea. Of by Shol, right? The pasuk over there has Hamal Bishchen, right? That it was with Begodim that he supplied to them. Maybe he had a gemach for people who were girls who were at of age. Okay.
Anyway, you saw this next Tosfos?
Yeah. What? Yafuha? What is he? Yeah, that's what we're referring to.
Oh, okay. Right. I didn't.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just say the Gemara. Meisel, Fekmer Meisel Listor, that's the Kasha, right? It's not the derech of the Tana to bring, say, Halach and then bring a story which is contradicted. It's like, there's a piece missing in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel lo yimer afilu kuv nasis no, shchev nasis levonon, tzov nasis aruka, that also could be used as a Pesach. And Meisel Be'echa, shenol v'masach, choysich, Rabbi Shmuel, v'yipuach, v'chu. Haka machloikis. And the Meisel is a Meisel concerning the sheet that argues Taka, Ma'aser Bishmol, who mentioned that he argues. Okay. Okay. Tanishin Teteves Ha'isala is what the Gemara mentions. Okay. But also Bishmol Shein Shel Zov Mishaloi. Shein Shel Zov Mishaloi. Now, according to what we mentioned before, that if the noilad over here is really, it has to do with the funding, right? Mm-hmm. So it should follow that this is only because an aniya, right? But if it was someone whose family has the funds, and it's to get the shein shel zov is that it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. So then in the chanami, that could be that it wouldn't be a noilad at all. According to Tanakhama, it also could use that as a Pesach.
Right. And according to Tosfos, we're understanding here that the argument, and maybe in the Ron, the argument is whether you're matur with nolad.
Right.
That it is a case of nolad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the Rosh seems to maybe be saying it's not a case of nolad, and that's not what they're arguing on.
Right. But according to Shmuel Hill, it's not nolad. Right. Yeah. Okay, I think we'll hold over here for now. Okay, the rest of the Gemara, it's nice things to learn out from the Gemara on base, the different Maisim over here. Right? Okay, but we'll hold for now, okay? Okay.